We will indeed hear this presentation from Dr. Loran Stallones with Colorado State University at the Colorado Injury Control Resource Center. She's a professor of epidemiology there and has directed that research center since 1995. She also directs the graduate program in public health at CSU, which is part of the Interinstitutional Colorado School of Public Health, and she's co-author of a textbook, Global Health, Ecological Foundations. Welcome, Dr. Stallones.
And as you can see, I am actually presenting work that was done by my colleague, Tao Li, who actually is now at the University of Hawaii. So they're very fortunate to have her, and it was a great loss to us at CSU when she left. My other co-author is from the Tribal Social Services, Judy Gobert, and was very instrumental in the project. Now, this is a pilot project, so the results are sparse. It was really to determine whether or not we could develop the program. I have no relationships, financial relationships to disclose. A little bit about the setting of suicide in Montana. Montana in 2010 had the third highest suicide rate in the United States, and it's often in the top five or six. Among youth in Montana, the American Indian youth have almost twice the rates of suicide as the white youth. A little bit of background on the reservation. It includes 1.3 million acres and encompasses four counties, so it's quite large. And you can imagine that if you only have about 4,500 people living on the reservation, they're widely dispersed. So, and of course, the access to services is really low because of the dispersion of the population. So it's quite important to find some interventions that people can actually engage with on a very personal level. Flathead Reservation houses three different tribal groups. The territories were quite large at the time of the original treaties, and they've lost over 500,000 acres of the reservation since that began in 1904. 26% of the population are under 18 years of age. The median household income is about $27,000 per household. And among those who are 25 and over, only about a third of the people have a high school diploma or the equivalent, which is slightly lower than the rate for the rest of Montana. The Circle of Trust Suicide Prevention coordinates suicide prevention on the Flathead Reservation, and they have a variety of activities that they're engaged with, and the work that we did with mindfulness was incorporated under the Circle of Trust group. So why did we select mindfulness? One of the issues among Native populations is that there are very few evidence-based prevention programs that are available to Native youth. And many of them actually are rather expensive to implement, and many of the tribes really don't have the resources to bring in the experts to do the training that's needed. Mindfulness is based on contemplative science, so that really it's individuals uncovering the nature of reality and suffering for themselves, and also developing tools and emotional skills and regulation, particularly related to peace, compassion, and acceptance. So the basic approach with mindfulness is attention, awareness, and acceptance. You're identifying ways to be open, to be accepting of the emotions that you have, to have kindness and compassion for yourself and for others. And it aligns very well with Native American traditions of ceremony, vision quests, sweat lodges, and drumming. And the other thing that it focuses on is breathing. So it's something that we all do all the time, and it focuses attention on how to manage your own breathing so that when you're feeling those anxiety and stress or anger reactions or even happiness and emotions, and doing it in a way that you can control your own reactions to whatever the stressors are. The first phase of our project was to receive approval from the council, to give presentation to the cultural committees, and to receive a blessing from the elders for embarking on the project. The second phase was to identify a school that would be willing to have us come in, and we used the Two Eagle River School, which is an alternative high school. It's operated by the tribes, but funded by the Bureau of Indian Education. It required a champion, and Judy Gobert was our champion on the reservation. She actually met us first at a suicide prevention conference that the Colorado Injury Control Research Center was a co-sponsor of in Fort Collins, and she approached us because of her concerns about the high rate of suicide on the reservation. The tribal services were involved in all aspects of our project, including the review of the curriculum. And the review of the curriculum really focused on cultural relevance and making sure that the goals, the metaphors, the language, and the methods that we were using were compatible with the tribal group. We developed 9 modules, and you can see with the asterisks that 3 of them were developed after review with the tribal community: mindful listening, mindfulness of nature, and aligning with vision. And these were things that were felt to be very important for the cultural needs of the group. The structure of each session is to conduct it council style, with everyone sitting around in a circle so that you encourage people to speak and listen from your heart. There's a prayer and a smudge. There's a check-in so that people can reflect on their experiences after they've practiced some of the techniques that are trained. There's a story or metaphor or an activity that's specifically focused on each one of those modules. There's reflection and discussion. There's a practice of a specific activity. And then there's prayer at the end. So you close with a prayer. Phase 3 was to identify 4 facilitators from the community who would be delivering the training to the youth. They had to have experience with group facilitation, and they had to have worked with youth who were 15 to 20 and also have similar lifestyles, life experiences. Along with 4 facilitators, when we brought in the trainers, 20 of the community members asked to participate as well.
Sorry.
2 minutes.
No. Wrong piece of paper.
Five minutes. Okay. Okay, so we brought in 2 trainers from the Mind-Body Awareness Program. Phase 4 was training offered as an elective in the school. It took place over 10 weeks. The first week was used to enroll the students, obtain baseline data. The sessions occurred 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, for 55 minutes before school started. The class was facilitated by 2 of the trained facilitators. One of them had to drop out because he was incarcerated. A total of 8 students signed up for the class and participated. Parental consent and youth assent were obtained, and students had weekly homework, including trying mindfulness practices and recording experiences in reflection papers. So we did baseline surveys. There were open-ended questions at the end of each class. The facilitators were debriefed multiple times during each week of training, and they kept weekly personal reflections and were interviewed at the end of the intervention. We obtained demographics. We had a scale on healthy self-regulation, which included 12 items. We had 5 items of the teen conflict survey. And then the patient health questionnaire, which measures depression severity and also includes a question about whether or not you felt better, you would feel better off dead or hurting yourself. The facilitators were asked a series of questions weekly. The teen conflict pre-training results showed a slight improvement in the reduction in impulsivity. They showed a slight improvement in self-regulation so that the higher scores reflected the youth felt that they were better able to control their impulsive behaviors. The depression severity declined a little bit from more towards moderate down towards mild depression severity. And then 44% of the youth reported wanting to hurt themselves pre-training, and none of them reported having thoughts of being off better dead or hurting themselves after the training. 71% of students reported they gained important skills to help with stress. Some 29% reported they gained some skills. And 86% of the youth felt that they made new friends as a result of being in the class together. So the facilitator said that they thought the storytelling, mindful eating, mindful breathing were helpful, and the games were helpful to illustrate mindfulness. They felt that they needed more training, and they, while they enjoyed being connected to the youth, they did have some difficulties between the two of them, so I think there's more facilitation training needed. The participants were receptive to the intervention. The youth acquired an ability to focus attention and increased awareness of their thoughts. It is possible that this would be a useful intervention. However, program sustainability requires staffing and expertise and further training. While it was well received by the community, it's not established as an evidence-based intervention for Native American youth. And the principal of the school continued the program, and the community wanted to expand it into their among elders, to be used among elders in the community. But right now the tribe is searching for a new principal for the school, so it's difficult to maintain these kinds of interventions. It was funded by APA and grant and the Centers for Disease Control, and none of the opinions represent anyone else's opinions but our own. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have time for half a question. Yes.
Did both young men and women participate?
Yes, there was a mix of young men and women. And I'm sorry I couldn't share all of the qualitative reports that the youth provided, but they were quite heartwarming. Any other questions? Yes.
It sounds very promising, and I applaud you on this. One of the things that struck me is this sounds like this was a big commitment from the school in terms of giving up, you know, that amount of time over a period of time, you know, and of course, in essence, there's going to be no academic stuff during that time for this program. I was wondering how that conversation went with the school for them to be willing to say, you know, we're going to give you 4 class periods a week.
These weren't, okay, it wasn't clear then. These weren't regular class periods. This was an elective that the students could take, but it occurred before classes. And one of the reports that we got back from the students was it was a really good way to ground themselves so that they could begin their class feeling less stressed. So there are a number of aspects of it. Yes, it was a commitment from the school, and they did continue it for a while, but with the new principal, I'm not sure that it will continue. Yeah, and the students come from very long distances, so it was a huge commitment for the youth as well. Yeah.
I noticed that you had a social media campaign part of it. Can you talk about what you were doing?
Yeah, that the social media campaign is something that's done through the Circle of Caring for the Tribe, and some of it they have recorded stories by elders talking about these kinds of traditions and sweat lodges and connections with nature. They have a number of posters that they use that they put up around the community. So, but that wasn't part of the mindfulness training.
Thank you, Dr. Stallone.